We're here today at the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Convention talking with Dr. Kim Anderson, Extension Grain Market Economist. Dr. Anderson, last week on SUNUP, you talked about how prices had backed up about 80 cents. Where are we at right now in the markets?
Well, it looks like the market's trying to make a bottom down here. We've got some pretty strong support for prices at the current levels. Of course, the thing driving these prices is probably the information coming out of Russia. They keep every report raises their production level, and it looks like, you know, rather than being 5% lower than last year, they're going to produce as much or more wheat than last year. And we're talking about, you know, 200,000 to 400,000 or 200 to 400 million bushels here, and that's having an impact on our prices. Hopefully, we're on the bottom right now.
Yeah. So I know that all these international markets, there are all these crops are coming in, and we'll start to kind of figure out more of a balance of where we're supposed to be in the markets once we get more information on how big those crops are, correct? We're getting into that time period here in August, September, October.
Right. We're starting to end the crops around the northern hemisphere. Of course, we've got the spring crops coming in the northern U.S., Canada, and parts of Russia and the former Soviet Union countries, some in China. We've got a relatively good handle on what's happening there. I'd say in the next 3 weeks or so, we're going to start watching that southern hemisphere crop with Argentina and Australia. We're already getting news on those. Australia, they're looking at 33% below last year. You know, their crop could improve some as we get on out. Australia's got the weather and production. Let me start that off. Australia, if you look back over history, they'll often just about lose a whole crop. Things can really turn bad there. So there's some room there. In Argentina, it's been raining in some key areas. They didn't get some acres planted they wanted planted. And so those are positive for wheat prices. But we're gonna start watching that southern hemisphere now because we're about sowing up the northern hemisphere crop.
Okay. So what are your expectations for prices moving into this fall?
A couple of weeks ago, I was cautiously optimistic. And the market turned, and I think it turned on the Russian news and the Russian crop. I read one report that says this big increase in Russian production was part of that bunker weight or was that clean weight. So we got to see what kind of crop that Russian crop is, and also do they have the infrastructure to move it out? There's some questions on that. I also read one report that said we've seen the high price for the year. I think that's a possibility. I think prices are just going to waller around now until we get the full information on the Russian crop and what happens in Argentina and Australia. I'm not very optimistic right now. I do think prices can recover some, but not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. And like you've said before, is that prices often act like that pendulum swinging back and forth. So maybe producers should expect to see some adjustments there. And not let their emotions play into how they're selling their wheat.
That's exactly correct. Anybody that says they can predict prices is lying through their teeth. The market's just full of surprises. I think the way to market your product is to set target prices as prices go up and hit that target, pull the trigger, irrespective of what people are saying the price is going to do. Also, have kill dates. In other words, set dates, say September 15, I'm going to have a target price of $4.90. As soon as it hits $4.90, I'm going to pull the trigger. If it doesn't hit $4.90, I'm going to sell it on September 15. So have a kill date and a target date and follow that mechanical strategy and take all the motion out of it.
Sure. We've seen a few speakers here today at this convention talking about this year's harvest and planning for 2018. What's some of your takeaways so far from today?
Well, the protein, you know, it's going to average around 11.2, 11.3, a little low, but very good milling quality protein. We had relatively good yields, so I think that the market is set for us. Our exports are a big question. They were running really good as we came into this marketing year. They backed off just a little bit. I think exports are going to be the key to higher prices, not what happens here and domestically.